We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos Horayiyah, Ubrachos Protius, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Zion. Rav Nosson Zal says that the Iker HaKedusha, Lahamshech Al Atzmai B'chinas Kedushas Kodshei Kedoshim, Sheshom Nechlolim Yachad Kol HaShinuim V'chol HaRetzoinus. The main holiness that we're trying to draw upon ourselves through the fasting and mourning is to plug into, to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the place where all differences and all Ritzonos were unified. Shezeh B'chinas Shalom, which means it's the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a center of Shalom, of unity, of peace. Shezeh Ikara HaKedusha. This is the main, this is the real essence of Kedusha. Shemekashrin Kol HaRitzonos Lashem Yisborach Kanal, where we unify, we connect and unite all of our Ritzonos to Hashem. V'alkein Tisha B'Av Hutaynes B'chol HaChumrois K'mo Yom HaKippurim. And it's for this reason that Tisha B'Av is a fast that has all the strictness just like in Kippur. Ki Iker Taynes Tisha B'Av Hu K'dei Lizkos L'Hamshich Kedushas Yom HaKippurim. Because Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that what Tisha B'Av is, what Tisha B'Av is striving to accomplish, is to bring us to Yom Kippur. The highlight of Yom Kippur, the ultimate tikkun of Yom Kippur, was the fact that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he plugged all of Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The whole concept of Tisha B'Av is mourning the loss of that and trying to get back to that. So therefore, the tikkun of Yom Kippur, which is the Chamisha Inuyim with all the Chumrais, the tikkun of Tisha B'Av is the same tikkun. Dahainu v'sakim tegam chom mesamikdash yigadush yosid chom siyam kippurim. Shehu yoins, we're trying to correct the pegam of the churban beis samikdash, of which the ultimate manifestation of the glory of the beis samikdash was Yom Kippur. Shehu yoin tzoyim hakodesh, which is that holy fast day. Shenichnas bo yakon godol lefnai v'lefnim, the one day a year where the Kohen Gadol went inside the Holy of Holies. Shemisham Iker Kol Hoeser Kedusha Shlabes Mikdash Beretz Yisrael, which is the source of all 10 levels of holiness of the Beis Hamikdash of Eretz Yisrael. Shekoleil Kol Kedushas Yisrael, which is koleil all aspects of holiness of all of Am Yisrael, because we know that the Tikkun Ezer says that Am Yisrael is also divided into 10 levels of Kedusha, which are hinted to in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim in the Chumash, where it says, Atem mitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem alikechem. You, Klal Yisrael, are all standing before Hashem. And then it goes on to list 10 categories. Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Vishaitrechem, Kolish Yisrael, Tapchem, Neshechem, Vegeircha Shebesherecha, Mishoyev Mimecha, Michoite Veitzecha, Ad Shoyev Mimecha. The Tikkun Ezer tells us that the 10 groups that are mentioned there correspond to the Eser Kedushos of the world. Aval Ikra Kedusha Nimshach Nishom Alidei Shemekashrim Kol Horetzonos Lashem Yisborach. However, the main thing that enables Klal Yisrael to draw from the holiness of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is when we are Mekasher all of our Ritzonos Tashem, when we unify all of our desires, when we take all of our different desires and bring them all together pointed towards Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas shalom. That's the concept of peace, unity. Shezeh ikra ha-kedusha kanal. That's the essence of kedusha. Ki achshav shenech rav ha-beis ha-mikdosh ein bonu koyach lahamshech ha-kedusha kanal al yidei yom ha-kippurim bi'atzmoy machma shenech rav ha-beis ha-mikdosh v'yev sholichno is lefnai v'lefnim kanal. Because unfortunately today that we do not have the beis ha-mikdosh, it's impossible for us to draw this Kiddush of the Kodesh HaKadoshim through Yom Kippur alone. Why? Because again, Yom Kippur's ability to be Mesaken Klal Yisrael completely was when there was a Beis HaMikdash around. Nowadays that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around, Yom Kippur still accomplishes a lot, but it doesn't accomplish the entire tikkun that it used to do when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and when the Kohen Gadol did go into the Lefnai V'Lefnim. Exactly. V'alkein tzorech lehisanois Tisha B'Av v'dalet soimois. And it's for this reason that the rabbis gave us the tainus of Tisha B'Av and the other four fasts, Lehisabel al churban hazeh, to mourn over this destruction, shaydezeh mamshichin al atzmai kedushas beis hamikdash. By doing that, we draw upon ourselves, symbolically, the holiness of the beis hamikdash, shehu b'chinas kedushas kodesh hakadoshim, which is especially the holiness of the Holy of Holies. Those, and by doing that, zeichin b'yom ha-kippurim, lekabel olaham sher gam ato aleinu kedushas kodesh hakadoshim b'shleimus. If a Jew is zeichet to fast on Tisha B'Av and the other four fasts, then when Yom Kippur comes along, even though we don't physically have the Beis Hamikdash with us today, the person, by, with the support of Tisha B'Av and the other four fasts, is able to maximize his Yom Kippur, is able to receive on Yom Kippur the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Bishleimus, mesakin kol hachatoim, and thereby be mesakin all of his sins, veloshuv l'Hashem yisborach bishleimus, and to be zeichet to return to Hashem fully, completely. Ki ikar hatikon v'kedusha nimshach misham, because the main tikon for Klal Yisrael, and the main kedusha of Klal Yisrael, comes from there, from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shemishom kol ha'eser kedusha shel Eretz Yisrael. It's from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that there shines forth all 10 levels of holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shekoilalin kol ha'kedusha shebo'ilam, which includes in it all holiness of the entire world. V'zeh shemesayimim achar kinois shehem echo. Now Rav Nosson says you'll understand why. When we, towards the end of Echa, when we're finishing up Echa, which is the real kinois of Tisha B'Av, Misaimin B'Shoif, the final statement that we make there is, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Noshuva, begging Hashem to be zechet to Shleimus of Tshuva, Ki Iker B'Chiyosenu, because our main crying on and mourning on Tisha B'Av is, Shenizke L'Tshuva, that we should be zechet to true Tshuva, Shenimshach Mebchinas Yom HaKippurim, which we draw from Yom Kippur, Mibchinas Kodshei Kodoshim, from the Holy of Holies, Shehu Iker Kedusha HaBeis HaMikdash Eretz Yisrael, Shana Mamshichem Aleinu, Aydei Shemesablim Alchurim Beis HaMikdash Kanam. And the way that we're able to draw from that today, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash with us, is by adding to Yom Kippur, by adding Tisha B'Av and the other four fasts. That's what gives our Yom Kippur today, with the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, the effectiveness, almost as if the Beis HaMikdash were actually with us. Ki bezman shebeis HaMikdash hoya kayom, hayinu yecholim lahamshech kedushas kodesh kedoshim, al yedei hatainus yom hakippurim levad, al yedei shenichnas l'shum hakohen gadol b'yom hakippurim kanal. Because when we did have the Beis HaMikdash physically with us, we were able, by fasting on Yom Kippur alone, to be able to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by the Kohen Gadol entering into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. Aval achshav, however, unfortunately today, Tzrichim Yisrael b'chlal dalet tzaymois, Klal Yisrael has to fast these four fasts, kedei l'sakin pegam churban beis hamikdash, in order to correct the pegam of the churban beis hamikdash. V'chein kol echod kefi avonosov tzorech taneisim, and so too each and every single Jew, according to the sins that he's committed, Rachmona Litzlan, requires fasts, kedei lachno libo, in order to humble himself, la'adbeko ru'usad libo l'kut shebrichu, and to take the desires of his heart and plug them into Hashem, as we explained earlier, kedei lichloil kol haritzoinois, sheyu kulam kiritzoin Hashem yizborach, in order to take all of his desires, or whatever his nature is, he likes this, he doesn't like that, take all of that stuff and make it, put it, focus it all towards conforming with the Ratzon of Hashem. Kedei lizkos lekabel al atzmai kedushas beis kodesh kedoshim, and thereby be zeichet to draw upon himself the holiness of the kodesh kedoshim. Shehu b'chinas tainus yom kippur, which we said earlier, the real manifestation of the holiness of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Yom Kippur. Shemishom kol HaKadusha is kanal. Because again, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the source, is the place of all Kedushas, and Yom Kippur is the day that's koilel all Eser Kedushas. Because don't forget, Yom Kippur is the climax of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Those are 10 days of purification, of being Mekadesh ourselves. of which the climax of the Eser Kedushos is Yom HaKippurim. V'chein lehebech, and the opposite is also true, that al yidei Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, by a Jew fasting properly on Yom Kippur, al yidei zeh mamshichin Kedushas Kodesh Kedoshim. That's how we draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Holy of Holies. Ki afilu ato she'ein lonu kohen god lichnos lebeis Kodesh Kedoshim, lahamshach Kedushim Yishom b'shleimus, because even today, that we don't physically have a Kohen Gadol who can enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and draw the holiness from there fully, afal pi kein, despite that, al yidei hatainus shel Yom HaKippurim, by us performing the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, val yidei hatfilos shemazkirin seder avodah shel Yom HaKippurim, shenechshav keilu asinu kol havodah bebeis HaMikdash bebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and by saying the special tfilos on Yom Kippur, especially the musaf, where we recite all the avodos that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, that the Kohanim did in general, especially the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadoshim, al yidei zeh onu mamshichim al atzmeinu eize kedusha mishom mibchinas Kodesh Kadoshim. That's what enables us even today to draw upon ourselves a degree, a measure of the holiness of the Kodesh Kadoshim. Vayidei zeh mekashrin kol horetzoinu islashim izborach. And that's what enables us to take all of our desires and unify them and subjugate them under the Ratzon Hashem. V'nizbatlin kol hashinuyim. And we're able to eliminate all the differences. There's no different, I like this, I don't like that, I want this, I don't want that. I have one desire only, and that's to please Hashem. In those words, to please Hashem is included anything and everything that I want and don't want. And this is what enables each and every individual Jew to do a complete tshuva and to be zeichet to fast properly over his own sins to the degree that's required based on the amount of, you know, based on the sins that he committed. Because all fasts that Jews fast bichlal are an aspect of Yom Kippur, shehu lachnor rusa v'libokanal, of which the purpose is to humble ourselves and to subjugate our desires to Hashem. V'alkein heim tluyim zeh bozeh, and this is why they're both dependent on each other. Yom Kippur depends on these other fasts, and these other fasts depend on Yom Kippur. V'chol zeh hu bechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and all of this is tied into the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shekol kedushaso nimshach mikodesh kadoshim, whereby the holiness of the entire Eretz Yisrael draws from the Holy of Holies, shenichnas haKohen Gadol l'shom al yidei hatainus shel Yom HaKippurim kanal, into which the Kohen Gadol was able to enter on Yom only through Yom Kippur, through the fasting of Yom Kippur. V'hakol toloi zeh bo zeh, and all of these things are dependent on each other. Yesh shezoich al yidei tanesim u'tshuva lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael, shubchinas Yom HaKippurim kanal. There are times that a Jew will be zoicha by fasting and by doing a real sincere tshuva that will bring him to Eretz Yisrael, which is bechinas Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is koilel all eser kedushos of aseres yimei tshuva, and Eretz Yisrael is koilel all eser kedushos of the world. V'yesh lehepech, and sometimes it'll work in the reverse. Shezoicha al yidei Eretz Yisrael, shubchinas Yom HaKippurim, lizkois letainis b'shvil tshuva l'oinoiso. That by a person connecting properly with Eretz Yisrael, which means connecting properly with the Kiddush of Yom Kippur, that's what will enable him and guide him to be zoicha to fast properly as an atonement for all of his sins, to know when to fast, how much to fast, you know, etc., and to maximize his benefits from each fast that he does. Kalidea tainis mekashren kol horetzonis lashem izborah, because as we learned earlier, through the act of fasting, a person humbles himself. Eating, that when the Torah speaks about eating, it says you're going to eat and you're going to get fat and you're going to get arrogant, you know, against Hashem, chas v'shalom. Whereas fasting is the opposite of that. Fasting humbles a person, makes him smaller, makes him have less personal desires, and it humbles him under Hashem. It brings him to want to place himself more under the authority of Hashem, to be mevatel all his ritzonos to Hashem, שזה בחינס תשובה, בחינס יום הכיפורים, בחינס שולוים, בחינס קודש הקדושים, בחינס קדושת ארץ ישראל, שהוא עיקר התיקון וכנעל. This is the real essence of a Jew being misaking himself completely. יהי רצון שנזכה מהירו לתשובה באמס. May it be the will of Hashem that we should be zecha speedily to a true tshuva. V'yoyreinu haderech o'emes la'amitoi. And Hashem should show us the true, the real, real true path speedily. Amen. Yehi rotzayin amen v'yamein. Just for a moment, the question was asked, how does a person really do a tainus properly? And the answer is that Baruch Hashem, for this, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and all the Sifrei Musar guide us. That the Gemara says, Agra de Taneisa Tzidkosa, that one of the main things, one of the main results of a fast has to be charity, tzedakah, a person giving of themselves to Hashem. Tzedakah is also an example where a person is taking their ratzon, one of the strongest ratzonos that exists inside a human being, which is the desire for bucks, for money. He's taking that super taiva, taivas mamon, which in many ways is koilel all the taivos, and he's being machniait to Hashem. He's taking his desire for money and giving it to Hashem. That's one of the avoidos of a tainus. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when a person is fasting, the example that we draw from the city of Nineveh, that it says over there, it doesn't say that Hashem saw their fasting and their sackcloth. It says Hashem saw their deeds and He forgave them. That on a fast day, a Jew is required to focus, to be thinking, that the fasting is just to put me into a frame of mind. Frame of mind for what? To do some self-introspection, to look at myself honestly, to stop and think and examine and correct, to apologize sincerely for Hashem. The fact that I'm fasting is an acknowledgement that I have been toigim, I have done things, I played a role in Churban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore I want to do what's in my ability to correct, to rectify. How am I going to do it? By improving myself. The fasting sets the tone. It sets a tone, it sets a mood. It gives me a framework where I can focus, I can put all my gashmias in second place and put my neshama up front, put the needs of my neshama or the needs of Klal Yisrael, you know, our real objectives up front. Paragraph Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal has a few appendixes to this halacha. Mispar Chof Alef Yoyim Shebein HaMetzorim, the 21 days that go from Shivos or Dahinu Miyud Zayin B'Tamuz at Tishabov, which are referred to as Bein HaMetzorim, from 17th of Tammuz till through Tishabov, Ki Biyud Zayin B'Tamuz Nishtabru Aluchos, because we know that on Shivos or B'Tamuz is when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, when he came down from Har Sinai, V'Acharkach Olo L'Kabel Luchos Shniyos, and then eventually Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to heaven to receive the second set of Luchos. V'shohosham arboim yoim hoem tzoyim, and Moshe Rabbeinu remained up in heaven for a second set of 40 days, which are referred to as the middle 40 days. First he was up in heaven for 40 days before he came down with the first luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on Shavuos and came back down on Shivos or B'Tamuz with the luchos, and he broke them. Then he went back up to heaven and came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that second set of 40 days is referred to Shehoyu Bekas, whereby Hashem was still kavyochel angry at Klal Yisrael. V'al kein heim chof alef yoyim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why the period of Bein HaMetzorim is 21 days specifically. Shehu roiv ha'arboim. 21 is majority of 40. Kedei lahamtik ha'kas shel arboim yoyim. In order to sweeten the kas, to get onto the other side of the midpoint of these 40 days, to sweeten the kas of the 40 days. Verubai kekulai b'chola Torah kula. And we know that there's a rule throughout Torah, throughout Yiddishkeit, that majority is like the entire thing. So therefore, by keeping these 21 days, it's as if we kept the entire 40 days. V'tekef she'ovru horoiv ho'arboim ho'emtsoim. And therefore, as soon as we've completed the majority of that middle 40 days, nimtak hakas, immediately the anger of Hashem has become sweetness, becomes subdued. V'yalkein be'emes, b'yomim ho'achroinim shel elu ho'arboim ho'emtsoim, nisratza she'nizborach l'moshe. And this is why, in reality, we find that in the second part, in the latter part of that middle 40 days, that's when Hashem allowed himself to be appeased by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'omar loy psolucho shnei luchos. And Hashem issued the instruction to Moshe Rabbeinu to prepare a second set of luchos. That's the symbolism in these that we keep these 21 days. Paragraph Tes. And this is tied into the bracha that a Jew makes when he experiences a miracle. Kikol hanisim heim shinui hateva. Because any time that a miracle takes place, miracle means that Hashem has changed. Hashem has overridden the laws of nature. And the way that we're zoicha to make such a thing happen is through shalom, through peace. By a person nullifying all of his different desires, taking all of his different desires and different thoughts and different motivations and putting them under one heading. The one heading being, I desire to please Hashem. That's my desire. And that's what's going to guide everything else that I desire, that I do, that I work towards. Because as we explained earlier, the fact that human beings have different desires, different things that they like and don't like and want to do and don't want to do, and is all tied into the Shinui Hateva, the differences in nature that Hashem created, hot and cold and, you know, the different climates and all the different aspects that are under the umbrella term of nature. Ki kol hashinuyei horetzoinois sheyesh lo'odom eze rotzim chas v'shalom sheloi ki retzoin Hashem izborach ze nimshach mebchinas hateva shekoilel kol hashinuyim sheboilam. Because any time that a human being has a desire, the person wants something or doesn't want something, which does not conform perfectly with what Hashem wants, where is that coming from? Where is that desire that the person has coming from? It's plugged in somehow to Teva, to the nature that Hashem created in the world, which is koilel all differences in the world. Shehem oyer v'choshech v'kor v'choim v'kaitz v'choreth, which are, for example, light and darkness, cold and hot, summer and winter, etc., etc. V'shar kol minei shinuyim, and all other types of variations. Shekulam heim bebechinas Teva. All of them go under this umbrella term called nature. Shashem Yizborach Som Bateva. Hashem has placed it within the Teva, Shebeyoim Toyer Hachama, that during the daylight hours, the sun should shine, Ubalailo Tishka Hachama, and during the hours of night, the sun should set. V'chein bizman ze yekoyer, and so too during this season, the world should experience cold, ubizman achar choyeref, and in a different season, experience winter. V'chein hashinuyim sheyesh b'chol hadoimim tzemeach chayim medaber, and so too all the differences that we see between the different levels of life in the world, inanimate objects, plants, animals, and humans. Shehoari godol v'gibor moid, whereby a lion is large and powerful, v'hazvuv koton v'chalush koyach moid, versus a fly who is tiny and extremely weak. Shekol zeh hu bechinas teva, all of this goes under the term teva, nature. Sheze tivoy kach v'ze tivoy kach. This one, the lion's nature is to be powerful and strong, and the fly's nature is to be weak and tiny. Ve'im hoyo ha'odo ma'amin be'emuna shleima v'ashgachos yizborach. And if a Jew would believe completely in the hashgacha of Hashem, that everything is completely under the supervision of Hashem, shegam hateva biatzmo misnehegis bashgachos yisborach levad, that the nature of the lion to be strong is not something that the lion has independently, that's something that comes directly from Hashem. Hashem puts courage into the lion. Hashem gives the lion that arrogance, that power, and that strength, and that upstandingness. Ki Hashem Yisborach som betevo ho'arye shiye lekoyach zeh v'anhogazois. Hashem is the one who has placed it into the nature of the lion to be powerful and strong, to conduct himself in this way, to strut tall and strong, and to come charging at a person, you know, like a train, you know, a speeding train. Ulehepech som betevo hazvuv sheisnaikach. And Hashem has placed it in the nature of a fly to conduct himself, to be the opposite. V'chein kol hashinuyim sheboilam shemishtanim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And so too all the different variations, all the differences in the world, in how things go on a day-to-day basis. Shebozeh hayoyim cham, that this particular day is a hot day. Ubozeh hayoyim kar, and this day is cold. Ubozeh hayoyim geshem, this day is it's a rainy day. Ubiyoyim achar ein yored geshem, and another day rained, there is no rain. Ukiyotze bezeh, and similarly, shinuyim rabim le'ein mispor, the infinite differences that we find within the physical world. Im hoyomamin be'emes, shehakol bashgachos yisborach levad. If a Jew were to believe completely, completely in the truth, which is that all of this is hashgacha from Hashem, that none of this is automated, none of this has to be. It doesn't, just because today is the middle of the winter does not mean that it has to be a cold day. Hashem has the ability to play topsy-turvy and to take a day in middle of January and make it into a nice, warm, sunny day, you know, and vice versa. Or Hashem has the ability to take this powerful lion who just swallowed two deer and give him the ability to turn meek and soft and gentle when he sees a certain person. Ki hateva bi'atzmo misnaheges bashkochos yizborach levad. Because nature itself is controlled and conducted only under the hashgacha of Hashem. Azai, then, im hoyo emunas hashgacha b'shleimus, if the person was zeichet that their emuna in the hashgacha protiv Hashem is solid, is 100%, bevadai hoyo ha'odo mevatel kol ha'retzayna shelo il Hashem izborach, that person would negate and nullify all of their retzayna, it's all of their differences, to Hashem. They would take all of their desires, their different desires and their different feelings and attitudes and emotions, and unify it, put it all under one title. I want Hashem. I want to please Hashem. The person asks me, what do I want? Do I like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry? Do I like hot days? The answer is, I like Hashem. Hashem made it hot today, so I like a hot day. Today, I like a hot day. Tomorrow, it's going to be cold. Tomorrow, I'm going to like a cold day. And the person would not have any differences with Hashem. They would not beg to differ with Hashem in any way whatsoever. That if this is the Metzias that Hashem... Now Rav Nosson Zal says, in parentheses here, Zeh ho'inyin min v'zois b'chinas b'rchas anisim atkan, loy nishlam biuroi bizmanoi. Rav Nosson says that what he started saying in this paragraph, he didn't complete his train of thought. He didn't complete putting his train of thought down in writing. And unfortunately, time passed, and he did not get to complete what he wanted to say on this topic. The question was just raised that regarding, let's say, certain seasons or times, for example, if we're told that there are certain months of the year that Beteva, we're told, are months of Midas Hadin, such as the months of Tammuz and Ov, which we're in right now, whereby the Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal tell us that each one of the months of the year corresponds to a different combination of Hashem's name Yud-Kei-Vov-Kei. Hashem's name Yud-Kei-Vov-Kei, which has four letters, of which two of the letters are identical, two Hays, those four letters, Yud-Kei-Vov-Kei, can be constructed 12 different ways. And each one of those 12 corresponds to a certain month of the year. And depending on the construction, that's what guides, to a large degree, the midah of that month. So that, for instance, the month of Tammuz, where the tziruf of Yud Kei Vav Kei for Tammuz is Hey Vav, Hey Yud, which means it's completely Sheloi Keseder. The second part of Yud Kei Vav Kei is being placed before the first part. Part two is being put before part one. And in each one of the two parts, instead of Vav Hey, it's Hey Vav. Instead of Yud Hey, it's Hey Yud. That's triple Sheloi Keseder. That's triple Midah of Din. Whereas the month of Av, which is not that exact combination, it's a little bit less Shelo Keseder. I don't remember at this moment, Bal Peh, but there it's a drop less Shelo Keseder. It's a slightly less aspect of Din. During Tammuz, we're told that the entire month is a month of Midas Adin. Whereas in the month of Av, it's only up to the 10th of Av. Proof is that on the 15th of Av, you have a phenomenal holiday, a phenomenal celebration. The Gemara says, well, one of the happiest days of the year for Klal Yisrael was Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. That's the norms. That's the Teva that Hashem has established. However, Rav Nosson Zal writes in a number of places in the Likutei Halachos that one of the most phenomenal statements that Klal Yisrael makes several times a year, we say this at the end of Yom Kippur, we say it at the end of Yom Kippur Katan, and we say it in several other places, is where we scream, Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. The Teva, we've mentioned many times, that the Arizal says the word HaTeva is Bigematria Elokim. That is one of the Hanhogos of Hashem. That's one of the manners in which Hashem chooses to lead the world, under the guidance of HaTeva, under the midah of Elokim, under the midah of which is this, we described here some aspects of it, where the seasons follow certain norms, the weather, hot and cold, all these different things. However, one of the main things that the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh came to the world to reawaken, to re-inspire, and all the Sifrei Chassidus, especially Rabbeinu Zal, is the realization that Hashem Hu Hu Elokim, that this item called Teva, this Hanhog of Elokim, and the title and the Hanhoga called Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Hanhoga of Chesed, Midas HaChesed, that is not conducted, that is not bound in any way by Teva, you know, not bound by any rules. It's an unlimited, unbound type of Teva. They are one. It's the same Hashem that has both of those in his hands at all times. And the Teva is always under the authority of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei has the ability to override Teva anytime Hashem should choose to, and at the same time, this Teva is something that Hashem has created and has put into existence for certain important reasons, one of them being Bechira. In order for there to be free choice, in order for there to be nisyonos, a person has to go through a summer, a person has to prove his loyalty to Hashem in summer and winter, in weddings and at funerals, in you know, time, all kinds of different shinuyim, you know, the different shinuyim that go on within this teva. But the concept that Rav Nosson Zal wanted to highlight and emphasize in this paragraph was that one of the yesodos of emunah in Hashem and kesher to Hashem is the realization that there is never, that a Jew never accepts the teva by itself as an independent entity, but rather Hashem Hu Elokim, that the teva, this concept of autopilot, is always under the hashgoch of Hashem. Lahavdil, you have a pilot, you know, who puts the plane on autopilot, and then he goes out of the cabin to do, you know, and for that moment, he's not there, he can't override, he's in a different place. By Hashem, that doesn't exist. Hashem is never in a different place. Hashem is everywhere, always, constant. So there is never a time that the Teva is working, you know, where it can't, where it's not completely within the control of this overriding hashgacha proti of Hashem. And all of our tefillos and all of our tzinos are always yearning that Hashem should be merachim on us, that Hashem should never leave us only within teva, but rather Hashem should always employ that midah, that yud kei vav kei, that unlimited kindness, and that has the ability to override and change, that even if I'm confronting the lion, I'm standing right in front of the lion, and teva has dictated certain nature of a lion, and certain, that I know that the yud kei vav kei is right there, it's in existence, and the minute I open my mouth and I say, Hashem help me means that I know that who put that nature into the lion? Hashem put it in, and it can be interrupted and overwritten anytime, all time, you know, etc., etc. Hashem can turn the lion into a fly, and Hashem can turn the fly into a lion. Hashem can give either one. Hashem can turn hot into cold, cold into cold. Hashem can say that oil will burn, or Hashem can say that vinegar, like the case of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, where one time accidentally his wife made a mistake and lit Shabbos candles with vinegar, and the laws of nature dictate that vinegar doesn't burn. It doesn't, it can't. Al pi teva, it can't burn. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, we are Jews, we are Yehudim, we are Ma'aminim, we are Mevatel our Rotzon completely to Hashem. Therefore, by us, the hashgocha, the contact between hashgocha and teva are betachlis hashleimus. Therefore, by us, the option exists at any time for vinegar to burn and for oil not to burn. We can swing either way, any time, period, as he showed. Paragraph Yud. Rav Nosson Zal, till now, we've had a lot of discussion based on a chapter in the Likutei Moharan that speaks about the highlights of fasting, specifically the union of Tainus, and we spoke at great length about the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that was a concept of the holiest person on the holiest day going into the holiest place, and thereby bringing about the most all-encompassing tikkun for Klal Yisrael of the year, you know, the ultimate tikkun for Klal Yisrael. And we've discussed a lot of different things till now. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce an additional topic and connect it to everything we've spoken about so far. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas taimis ma'shegoizrin taniyois alagshamim. Now he wants to address the fact that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Taimis that in Eretz Yisrael, the custom was that whenever there was a major deficiency of rain, they would declare a fast day, or in certain cases, a series of fast days, and in certain cases, three sets of fast days, as the Gemara elaborates on in Tainus. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now, al pi chasidus, al pi kabbalah, etc. Ki hagshomim b'chinas gishmei brocho, heim b'chinas sholim, because rain, in its positive form, when we talk about Gishmei Brocha, is also an aspect of Shalom, peace. That was also one of the major topics we've been discussing so far on this halacha, is the topic of Shalom. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect this to that. Rain is also a concept of Shalom, Kimo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara tells us, Ki al yodom bo parnoso, because we know that rain brings with it parnoso, shefa, Shehu b'chinas shalom, and parnosa is a major factor in peace. K'may shekosel, as the pasuk says, Hasom gevuleich shalom chelof chitim yasbiyech. Hashem, who has placed peace in your boundaries, and who feeds you from the fat of the wheat. Chelof chitim yasbiyech is a concept of shefa, parnosa, you know, real good quality parnosa, and it's connected to shalom. We know Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 56, in the first half of the Likutei Moharan, there Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on the kesher between Shalom and Parnoso, how dependent both of them are. We know, for instance, the Gemara says, if a person wants to get wealthy, respect your wives so that you'll get wealthy. That's one example, a concept of Shalom bias. And we know that even Lahavdol, on a world level, world peace means prosperity, you know, and the lack of world peace means all kinds of struggle. There are millions of people starving and dying and all, you know, struggling, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal says now another pasuk, V'nosati gishmeichem be'itom, the pasuk in Bechukosai, where it says, I will give you your rain at its proper time, v'nosno ha'oretz yevula, and the earth will give forth its produce, etc., 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 v'nosati shalom ba'oretz, and there will be peace in the land. So again, we see the strong kesher between geshen and shalom. V'al kein kisheyesh atziras kshamim chas v'shalom goyzrin taniyos. And now you'll understand why the Gemara says that when the rains are being withheld by Hashem, then the way that we address that is by the rabbis declaring fasts, kidei lizkos l'sholim, in order to bring about peace, kanal, as we explained earlier. We learned earlier that when a person fasts, they're mevatil, they're rotzoin to Hashem. One of the most basic desires of a person is food, which is something a person needs to exist on. And when a person accepts upon themselves a fast, they're showing that they're taking one of their most basic ritzonos, and they're nullifying it to the ratzon Hashem. That in order for me to come closer to Hashem, in order for me to become more spiritual, more neshama, and closer to Hashem, I'm prepared to subdue and submit, you know, and overcome the physical desire. So this is a tremendous hisgabrus of rotzayn toiv, goodwill, as it's called, you know, good rotzaynos, which is tied into shalom. That's what shalom is all about. The lack of shalom is because each guy wants something else. This guy wants ice cream, and this guy wants this, and he wants chocolate, and he wants vanilla, and he wants, you know, and that's the, you know, that's just a tiny sampling of conflict and controversy, and people pulling in each and every different way. Whereas the more that people are zecher to eliminate their own personal ritzonos and to be mevatel their ratzon to ratzon Hashem, the closer you get to peace. So Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier in the previous pages here that tainus, fasting, is a very, very important item in bringing about peace. And in fact, the Zohar Kodesh says that the more a person, as it says in Perkei Avos, batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzonoi, that the more a person succeeds in nullifying his ratzon to ratzon Hashem, the more Hashem will see to it that all of mankind, all people, will be mevatel their ratzon to you. No one will be in conflict with you. The more you negate your ratzon to ratzon Hashem, Hashem will negate all ratzonos that are different from your ratzon. Hashem will negate them and help them be nichna to your ratzon, so that again you'll be at peace with everybody. Va'al kein, and therefore, kishayesh atzirus k'shom chashon gozim taniyus k'dei lizkos l'shom kanal shaydei zeh nimshochim kol habrochos v'hahashbois. So again, when there's a lack of rain, we declare fasts, which lead to shalom, through which all the blessings and all the hashbois come to the world. As the Gemara says, "Kiloi motza kadosh baruch hu kli machzik bracha liyisrael ela hashalom," because the highest, the best keli machzik bracha is shalom. Va'oz yordin gishmei bracha, and this results in rains of blessing coming down. Shem b'chinas shalom kana, which we said is also an aspect of shalom. Fasting is an inyan of shalom, and gishmei bracha is shalom. V'al kein Iker ribui hatainiyos shegozrim biyoser hu beretz Yisrael daika. And this is why the custom is that this concept of fasting for rains is primarily in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz Yisrael hu mekoyim hasholim kanal. Because as we learned earlier, Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate center for peace. We know that the generator for Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash, right? There are Eser Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael, 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael is the first, then Yerushalayim, and then the Harabayis, and then and the Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkas Shalom. That's the name of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yerushalayim, the capital of Eretz Yisrael, is called Yerushalayim. Shlemus, Shalom. That's what it's all about. That's what it's supposed to be. I the kasha that today it's the exact opposite of that. The answer is that's because we're in Golos. That's because things today are topsy-turvy. But factually, this is the ultimate center of peace of the whole world. The Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim specifically and Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein ikrak shomim ein yordim kiim b'schus Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the merit for world reign comes from Eretz Yisrael. K'mo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, al posuk hanoisein motor al pnei horetz v'sheleach mayim al pnei chutzos. Hashem gives rain al pnei ha'oretz. What is ha'oretz? Eretz Yisrael. And then shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos. Then he sends it to the outsiders, to the rest of the world. V'al kein k'shiyesh shom b'Eretz Yisrael atziras k'shonim chas v'shon. And therefore, when in Eretz Yisrael the rains are being withheld, tzrichim ligzor tainios harbe. The rabbis have to establish many fasts. Kize simen sheneskalkel chas v'shalom shalom kol ha'olam kulay. Because when the rains are being withheld, the implication is that there's a pegam in world peace, that there's a problem in peace, which is totally in Eretz Yisrael. The alkein tzrichin lehisanois tainios, and this is why we have to fast, kedei lizkois l'sholim, to help bring about peace. Ki ikra ha'sholim zochin al yidei ha'tainios kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says now, the alkein ha'tanesim, Shegoizrim Beretz Yisrael, Heim Tanesim Shlemim, Kimo Yom HaKippurim, Shemafsikim Ebaidyoim, V'chol Hahei Iruyim. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand why the Gemara tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, when the rabbis were goizer these fasts for rain, the fast was a Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av style fast, where it starts from the night before, it's mamish a full day. And including all the Chamish Inuyim, no relations, no all the five Inuyim that apply to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, which don't apply to the lighter fasts, Shiva Sorbetamos, Asur Beteves. Aval B'chutz Loretz, Ein Goizrim Alakshamim Tainis Kozer. Whereas in Chutz Loretz, the Gemara tells us, they did not impose such strict types of fasts. As the Gemara says, Ein Tainis Tzibur B'Bovel, that there was no such thing as such a full-fledged Tainis when the rains were lacking in Bovel. Ki Hoikur Hu Eretz Yisrael, because the main place on earth is Eretz Yisrael. Shemekabeles Kedushoso Shubchinas Shalom Mikodshei Kodoshim, and Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness from the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shakoyin Godol Nichnas Lashon Alidei HaTainis Shalom Kippurim Kanal. And as we learned earlier, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order for the Kohen Gadol to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies, which he was only allowed to do once a year, he had to be fasting. And all of Klal Yisrael had to be fasting at the time, the Tainis of Yom Kippur. V'al kein shom b'Eretz Yisrael tzrichin lehisanois tainis sholem k'mo Yom HaKippurim k'dei lehamshich kedushas Yom HaKippurim shemishom ikr kedushas Eretz Yisrael shubichinas sholem shaydezenim shochem k'shomim l'chol abrochus k'nam. Now you'll understand, since Eretz Yisrael, the kedush of Eretz Yisrael, is dependent on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and to enter, to operate the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to activate the Kodesh HaKadoshim, took Yom Kippur, took a full blast fast day, then whenever we see a major problem in Eretz Yisrael, whenever we see a lack of rain, you know, a serious crisis in Eretz Yisrael, we know that we have to turn on the generator again. We've got to activate the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means we've got to turn on Yom Kippur, which means we have to have a Yom Kippur style fast to reactivate, to turn on the Kiddusha, to restore that full Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. And to restore the Sholem, the true level of Sholem, which is what brings about the Geshem, the Gishmei Brocha and everything. Aval b'chutz loretz, ein koyach shiyamshichu b'shleimus kedushas Yom HaKippurim. Whereas in chutz loretz, it's not possible to draw the full measure of power of Yom Kippur. Al kein ein shum tainis tzibur lahafsik mibayoyim. That's why even when they issue fasts, even when they declare fasts in Chutz Loretz, it's not a Yom Kippur type of fast. K'mo Yom Kippurim, ki b'china zu b'shleimus hu rak b'Eretz Yisrael. Because to turn on this power, this full power of the highest level of Shalom and the highest level of Bracha and the highest level of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that could only be done inside of Eretz Yisrael. Shasham kol ha'eser kedushos, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where you have all 10 levels of holiness that the Gemara speaks about in the first mission of Kelim. Shemekablim mikotshei hakadoshim, and all of them receive from the Holy of Holies, you know, inside the base. Into which the Kohen Gadol was able to enter when? On Yom Kippur, which is the ultimate fast, you know, the most serious fast. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas yudgimu taniyos shegoyz rim beretz Yisrael alak shonim. Now we'll understand also the 13 fasts that the Gemara speaks about in Masech Tainis, which the rabbis used to decree. You know, they went up to 13 fasts when there was a crisis of rain. Kihem Yud Gimel Tainios Keneged Yud Gimel Chodshei Hashana Shel Shnas Yibur. These 13 fasts correspond to the 13 months of the year in a leap year. Ki Ikur Kol HaTainios U'Lahamshech Shalom Kanal. Because now Rav Nosson Zalman is going to explain. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main reason for these fasts is to be able to bring about Shalom, to be able to bring the Tikkun of Shalom to the world. Ve'ikr Shleimus HaShalom Hu Lasos Shalom Bein Kol HaShinuyim Sheba'olam. And when we talk about peace, real peace, we're talking about bringing peace, bringing harmony and peace to all the different things in the world. All the different people, all the different animals, as the Pasuk says, V'gor Zev in Keves, V'nomer Gdi Yachtov, the Torah says that peace, real world peace, means on all levels of creation, that all the differences in the world will be resolved, will be able to come to peace, will be able to be at peace with each other, and operate in total, total peace and harmony. She'yu Nechlolim Ba'achtus V'sholem V'kanal, as we discussed earlier in the previous year. V'chol hashinuyim tluyim begalgalei horakia shehim yudbeis mazalois v'zayin koich v'leches. And we know that all the differences that we see in the physical world are tied into the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 different signs, and the 7 planets. She'al yodom hashem yizborach manei goylamoi, through which Hashem runs the world. Hashem operates the world through these Zayin Koich Veleches and the Yudbeis Mazolos. Val Yodom Kol Hashinuyim Sheboilam, and they are the source of, and they guide all the differences in the world. Meaning that one month, for example, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that there are Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Those four letters have 12, form 12 different combinations. You can write Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can write Yud Hei Hei Vav, you can write Hei Vav Hei Yud, you know, it's 12 different forms corresponding to the 12 months of the year. Depending on which combination applies to a specific month, that's what guides the standard nature of that month, whether that month, the month is a month of Chesed, or a month of Din, or a month of extreme Din. For example, the month of Tammuz that we happen to be in right now happens to be the worst level of din of all 12 months of the year. The tziruf of Tammuz is Hey Vav, Hey Yud, whereby Kavyochel Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is totally, totally upside down. The second half is before the first half, and letter number 4 is before letter number 3, and letter number 2 is before letter 1. Totally Shalei Keseder. Everything is complete Shalei Keseder. And that implies that this month of Tammuz is the strongest month of Din of the year. Whereas the month of Av, most people think Av is the... It's not true. The Zohar Kodesh, the Arizal explained, the month of Av, it's only the first 10 days that are real serious Din. After that, the rest of the month is a happy section, and the Din is Nimtav. As the Gemara shows us, that Tu B'Av is one of the happiest holidays of the entire year. The Gemara says that. If you look at the tziruf of Yud Kei Vav Kei of Av, it's less Shalei Keseder than Tammuz. It's less out of order. And those 12 tzirufim are what guide the Yud Beis Mazolos. The fact that the mazel of the month of Nisan is the sheep, and the mazel of Tishrei is scales for Jud, you know, all These are all connected perfectly. Everything is synchronized in the teva that Hashem has established, the autopilot that Hashem has put into place, through which Hashem guides, you know, the running of the world. That's all dictated to by these Yud Beis Mazalos and Zayin Koach Hilchos. And they guide all the differences, all the shinuyim of the world. V'ikra tikun lahamshich sholoim hu bechinas tikun pegimas halavano sheyeh or halavano korachamo. Rav Nosson says, and in order for us to correct the defect of peace in the world, we all know that this goes back to the first machlokas that took place in the world, which was the moon, who came to complain about the sun. The moon who came to complain that can't have two equals. Both of us can't have vanilla. If I have vanilla, he's got to have chill, he's got to have something else. When the moon came and said, can't have two kings, you know, using one crown. When Hashem first created the world, it was Shnei Hamayrei Sagdolim, two great lanterns. The moon said, can't be. Hashem said, can't be? Okay, then you go down. Then you get smaller. What do you mean? Just because I asked a logical question, you're right. Okay, then we'll give you the stars as a consolation. What do you mean? Why do I need a consolation? I didn't do nothing wrong. I asked a good question. You're right. The Yidden will bring a kapora every Rosh Chodesh. The Yidden will bring a sawyer, a special goat, to atone for the fact that Hashem lessened the light of the moon, in a sense. And there's a lot written about this in the Zohar, a lot in Likutei Halachos, the Qumran explaining this. But here Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that the beginning of the pegam of Shalom in the world started from the Levana. The first Baal Machlokes was the Levana. And in fact, interestingly, I remember seeing one of the Mefroshim says by Korach, that when it came to when Korach made the Machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu, the moon came before the moon or the sun, I believe the sun, one of them or both of them, the sun came before Hashem and said, Hashem, either you do something about this, otherwise I resign, I quit. So one of Hashem asks, who asked you, like, where does the sun come into this? And Hashem explained, because the sun said, when I'm the perfect one to speak up. Because when I was personally attacked, when the moon attacked us, the Gemara says the moon came to complain about the sun. What did the sun say about this? Nothing. The sun was perfectly silent. The sun didn't say anything. So the sun showed that it's the perfect, perfect example of one who, when he's being insulted personally, doesn't mind, doesn't care, no. But when somebody else is being insulted, he's ready to stand up and defend them 100%. That's why it says, what's the pasuk I'm thinking of? Hanelovim ve'inam olvim, shoymim cherposom ve'inam eshivim, aleim akos reimer ve'oyavov ketseis shemesh begvurosoi. There's a pasuk that says, those who are insulted, and they don't insult back. Those who are really embarrassed, and they don't embarrass back. About them, the pasuk says that the beloved ones of Hashem are like the sun coming out in its full glory. What does the sun have to do with that? The answer is it's tied into this, when the sun had a conflict with the moon and the sun said nothing. And when the sun came forth to defend Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, I'm ready to wipe myself out completely if Hashem is not going to stand up for the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu, that kind of defense. So Rav Nosson Zal said, Ikra ha-tikun laham shech sholoim hu bechinas tikun pegimas halavano, shiur halavano korachamo. That in order to bring about this tikun of world peace and sholoim, it's dependent on correcting the pegam halavano, which means to restore the light of the moon to the light of the sun. Kalide pegimas halavano mishom ikra achizas hamachlokes. Because it's from the defect of the moon, that's what initiated machlekes in the world, and that's the source of machlekes in the world, in a sense. Ki pegimas halavono bechinas pegam hasholim shemishom ikar pegimosa, because the pegam halavono is a pegam of sholim. That's where the whole pegam originated from. Ki ikar pegimas halavono hoyo al yedei hakitrug iyef shulosh nimloch meshtavs berachayachot kezrochem. Because the reason what resulted in the light of the moon being lessened was when the moon came forth with a complaint, impossible to have two equal. This is why Hashem responded to the moon by saying, can't have two equals? You're right. then you go down, you become smaller. V'ze ha-kitrul, i'efshu l'shnei malachim, ze b'chinas pegam ha-shalom, b'chinas kinua, v'kintur ha-machlokes. This complaint that the moon presented is a perfect example of lack of shalom. We can't be equal, I gotta be on top, right? The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh once said that when two Jews get it together, and neither one wants to be on top of the other one, a Jew is called a Yid. A Yid, the letter Yud. When you pronounce it like a Galatiana, it's a Yid. So if you take two Yids that are equal, that neither one's trying to be on top of the other one, they're both prepared to be equal side by side, what do you have? Shem Hashem. That's how you write Hashem's name, the Chumash, two Yids side by side. When you have two Jews who don't want to be equal, when one wants to be on top of the other one, what do you have? Sof Pasuk. The way that you... And the end. That's what... That results in the end, Rahman al-Salam. That's destruction, complete destruction. So that was what the moon did, right? The moon introduced this destruction, this churban of machlokas into the world. This pegam of jealousy, kino and kintor, machlokas. Umishom ikar pegina salavana. And that's what really caused the defectiveness of the moon, the fact that the moon's light was lessened. Therefore, the way that we assist in restoring the light of the moon is through Tikkun HaShalom. Now you'll understand why there are religious Jews who accept upon themselves an extra fast, the fast of Yom Kippur Kotan, as it's called, to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Yom Kippur Kotan, and it's given a nickname, the small Yom Kippur. Ki Rosh Chodesh Hu L'Sakim Pinas Halavana. Why? Rav Nosson Zalman is going to explain this now. Because the whole concept of Rosh Chodesh, the whole avoida of Rosh Chodesh is to be Misakim the Pigam of the Halavana. As the Gemara says, that Hashem said to the moon, after the moon gave all its complaints, Hashem, what did I do? I did what? So the final statement by Hashem was, you're right. And to show that I apologize for what I did to you, Hashem said, the Jews will bring a so'ir, an additional korban, a goat that they bring on Yom Kippur, which will be so'ir l'Hashem, to atone for Hashem. Kaviyachol, Hashem's way of apologizing to the moon for having lessened its light. So that's the Ikra Avodan Rosh Chodesh, L'sakim Kiras Halavona. V'yalkein noyagim lehisano yismi koidim. And this is why a prerequisite for Rosh Chodesh, the introduction to Rosh Chodesh is the fast of Erev Rosh Chodesh, kedei lahamshich sholoim. In order, because fasting creates an environment of peace, right? Which we said earlier, that's the main thing, the main correction for the Levana, to be misaking the Sholom. And this is why that holiday, Erev Rosh Chodesh, is called Yom Kippur Koton. Because as we said earlier, the main tikkun of Sholom comes from Yom Kippur. V'chol kedushas yom ha-kippurim mamshichim al yedei Rosh Hashanah sh'oz hu yom rishon shel aseres yimei tshuva. And we know that the main holiness of Yom Kippur comes from the fact that Yom Kippur is the 10th day of a super duper time of the year, the aseres yimei tshuva. Yom Kippur is the climax of a 10-day period of tshuva. She'oz maschil atikun shel kol ha'chatoim, shem b'chinas machlokes. And on Rosh Hashanah is when begins the major tikkun of all sins. And we know that sins are an aspect of machlokes. This was mentioned earlier, I believe. How do we know that sins are machlokes? We could show it through many ways. The Zohar HaKadosh says that every time a Jew commits a sin, he causes a pirud, he causes machlokes, he causes separation in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The three letters Yud Kei Vav symbolize the Zohar. The Hey, that last Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, symbolizes the Nekeva. When a Jew commits a sin, he causes separation. He disunites, just like when a Jew does a mitzvah, he says, L'shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shchentei, I'm doing this mitzvah to bring about a unification of Yud Kei Vav Kei, to unite these letters, to put them together so that they form that ultimate light, the ultimate formula of Shalom, to bring Shalom to the Shem Hashem. When a Jew commits a sin, he causes pirud, separation, machlokes, division between yud kei vav kei. How does a person correct a sin? The procedure of correcting sins is called tshuva. The Zohar Kodesh says, what is tshuva? Toshuv, hay. Return that hay. Bring the hay back. Reunite it with yud kei vav. So we see that chatoim, sins, are a concept of machlokes. Sin brings about divisiveness. Number one, it separates the person from Hashem. But even kaviyochel by Hashem himself, sin causes machloikas, pirud, and tshuva causes yichud, achdus, unification. V'alkein Rosh Hashanah hu b'rish chodesh. And now you'll understand why Rosh Hashanah, which kicks off this Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah is bedafka on Rosh Chodesh. Ki b'rish chodesh mamshichim shalom. As we said earlier, Rosh Chodesh is the day when we bring about this tikkun of shalom for the month. Rosh Chodesh is when we're massacring the pigima salavana. Ki Rosh Chodesh hu tikkun pigima salavana kanal. Ve'ikr tikkun pigima salavana hu b'Rosh Hashanah, shehu b'Rosh Chodesh. And the ultimate Rosh Chodesh of the year, the greatest Rosh Chodesh of the year, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. That's when we bring about the greatest tikkun of pigima salavana. She'oz ikr hamshochas kiddush aseret Yisrael shebichin hashalim. Because on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when we have the ability to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is this power of shalom, to the greatest degree. Kama shekosov, as it says in a pasuk in Chumash, Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Meireishis Hashanah, that the eyes of Hashem are always on Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael experiences the highest level of Hashgacha Prati when Meireishis Hashanah, from Reish Hashanah. That's when the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael really gets reinitiated and reactivated every year. V'zeh b'chinas shofar shetoikin b'Rosh Hashanah. This is the concept of the mitzvah blowing the shofar that we do on Rosh Hashanah. Ki shofar hu b'chinas kibbutz hanidochim v'choloiv din v'anidochim v'amafuzar b'arakam v'asores. Because the shofar is the instrument to bring about the greatest degree of world peace. Shofar is the instrument that will gather in all the exiles, that will bring everybody together from all over the world. The concept of nidochim and mefuzam, the people who are spread out all over the world, zebechinas machlokes. That's an aspect of machlokes, that this city isn't big enough for the two of us, so I got to live in a different city. And or this neighborhood, or this house isn't big. That's what causes people to spread out, that everyone needs their space and more space. And Cain and Hevel came to a conclusion that this world wasn't big enough for the two of us. Cain felt the world was too small for the two of us, right? That's why he killed Hevel. So Rav Nosson says this concept of everybody being spread out all over the place is an aspect of machlokes. Shenischalku v'nispazru b'arav b'kanfasores machmas pegam ha'sholim. People got spread out all over the world because of the pegam ha'sholim. Ki ikor kol ha'golios ho'machmas machlokes v'sinas chinam. Because we know that the whole concept of exile, the main reason for exile, for Jews being distanced from Eretz Yisrael and being distanced from each other, is because of machlokes and sinas chinam. As the Gemara says, Shechurban Bayis Sheni Hoya Rak Machmas Machloikas V'Sinas Chinam, that the destruction of the second Bayis Mikdash was only because of Machloikas and Sinas Chinam. V'chein Achshov Bavonesein Arabim, and so too today. Today means today. Iker Aricha Sagolus. The main reason why this exile that we're in is taking so long, Humachmas HaMachloikas V'Sinas Chinam Shnitz Rabba Bo'la Ma'id, is because of the Machloikas and Sinas Chinam all over the world. That's so prevalent. There's so much of it. U'Befrat HaMachloikas Shebein Talmidei Chachamim, and especially the Machloikas among the religious people. The religious, not just religious here. He's talking about Talmidei Chachamim, the finest, and that they're not together, they're not united, Rahman al-Islam. Kama Shamazal, as the Gemara says, Dor Sheben David Bo Kategoria Ben Talmidei Chachamim, the generation in which Mashiach is going to come, the main problem is going to be the machlokes among the Talmidei Chachamim. For Rosh Hashanah, She'oz Toikin Shofar, and therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, when we blessed the shofar, shehu bechinas kibbutz nidochem menagolos miabakan chosoritz, the blessing of the shofar is the call, summoning all the Jews from all over the world to gather together, right? We say it in Shmoneh Esrei, Tika b'shofar gadol l'cherseinu, mekabetz nidchei am Yisrael. That's what the shofar is all about. Ze b'chinas sholom. The shofar is the instrument of sholom. Shemizkatzim yachad kula mikol mekom yishesmar v'shom l'aretz Yisrael. L'mokom achdus v'sholom. That all the Jews from all over the world gather together from all places that they've become spread out. Where do they gather together? To Eretz Yisrael. To the place of unity and peace. And this is what the Pasuk says. There's going to come a day when Hashem is going to blast the great shofar. And where are they going to come? They're going to come to the holy mountain in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim daikor. Rav Nosson says, look what the Pasuk says. It says, Yerushalayim. Shehu b'chinas sholayim. Yerushalayim is the city of peace. Ki Yerushalayim nikra al shem Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim got its name. Yerushalayim is a combination of two words. Yerushalayim. And sholem. Sholem means, shlemus means when something is peace, when something is whole. When something is not whole, it means it's broken. When you take a challah, and a piece of bread, you know, sliced bread, it's not a sholem. Why? Because it's in pieces. Just like Klal Yisrael, Rahman, is in pieces. Just like a marriage is in peace. Rahman, it's on that concept of in pieces versus whole. So the word sholem and sholem are the same, are united, are the same. And this is why in the Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, when we finish the section on Shofros, we say, "Vahashem Elokim b'Shofar Yitoka." Hashem is going to bless the Shofar, etc., etc. Kein Togein Alamcha Yisrael b'Shlomecha. What does it say over there? So too, Hashem, please protect Klal Yisrael with your peace. So we see the kesher between the shofar and sholem. Ki shofar b'chinas kibbutz nidochim b'chinas sholem. Because the shofar, which is the instrument for gathering in all those that have become distant, is this concept of peace. Nimtza, so Rav Nosson says, we see therefore, shebarosh shana, shehu barosh chodesh, maschilim hatikin shel yom ha-kippurim, shehu b'chinas sholem. That on Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, that's when we begin the most spectacular tikkun of sholem, which is going to be climaxed on Yom Kippur. Al kein b'chol erev Rosh Chodesh misanim. And this is the reason why on every one, not every, this doesn't mean literally every erev Rosh Chodesh, because there are certain erev Rosh Chodeshes in the year that we do not have Yom Kippur kotten. For instance, erev Rosh Chodesh Teves, which comes out in the middle of Chanukah, we do not fast on that Erev Rosh Chodesh. We do not say the special tefillos of Yom Kippur Kotten. But what Rav Nosson Zal means here, obviously, is on those Erev Rosh Chodeshes, when it's possible to fast, what do? We fast. Kedei lahamshich kiddushas Yom HaKippurim. In order to draw upon the Rosh Chodesh, the holiness of Yom Kippur, b'chinas sholem, this peace. V'alkein koron oysa Yom Kippur Kotten. And this is why we give it the special name Yom Kippur Kotel, a miniature Yom Kippur, ki b'hatayinus shel Erev Rosh Chodesh mamshichim b'yoser kedushas Yom HaKippurim shemascheles b'Rosh Hashanah shel Rosh Chodesh. Because on every single Erev Rosh Chodesh, we're drawing upon ourselves a taste of Yom Kippur, whereas Yom Kippur is a climax of a 10-day nuclear battle, you know, to get to Sholem, a nuclear experience, you know, to get to super-duper Sholem. So Yom Kippur is Godel, Yom Kippur is Sholem Godel. Erev Rosh Chodesh, it's Sholem Kotlan, it's Yom Kippur Kotlan in a sense. Ki b'chol Rosh Chodesh tzrichim lahamshich kiddush hazoi, shehi b'chinas sholem. Because every single Rosh Chodesh, we're striving to bring about that tikkun for the pigam of the levana, which means a tikkun for pigam hasholem. Sheze ikar b'chinas tikkun b'chinas levana, shenasa b'Rosh Chodesh. That's the main tikkun of levana which happens on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the way we prepare for it is tainus. Just like the ultimate sholem, which is achieved on Yom Kippur, requires fast, on a miniature level, we're able to achieve it throughout the year. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh is a super day of sholem, the way we prepare for it is similar to the way we prepare on Yom Kippur. How? By fasting. Interestingly, that today, the custom of many people in Breslov, those that can, those that are able to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, is that they fast a half a day. and they get to gather in shul for mincha for about 30-40 minutes of extra tefillos, tefillos that are Yom Kippur style tefillos of tshuva, you know, real tefillos of tshuva that are said approximately 7 months out of the year. I don't remember exactly, you know, when we can say these tefillos of Yom Kippur Kotan. Paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nissen says, "Nimtzo shebechol Rosh Chodesh mamshichin tikkun lepeginas halavana shebechina shalom." So therefore, every single Rosh Chodesh were involved in trying to correct to a degree this pegama of the levana, the defect of the defectiveness of the levana, through this concept of shalom. Ve'ikar tikkun peginas halavana huayidei hoyibur. And we know that one of the main ways that we correct the deficiency of the moon is through the leap year, the concept of leap year. The fact that the solar year is 365 days, the lunar year is deficient, it's defective, it's 354 days, and we have to be mashlim, the pegima salavana, through the process called Ibur Achol, Ibur Shona, Ibur Shal Yedeze, Meshavin, Shnoi Sachamoim, Shnoi Salavana. That's how we equalize, you know, we reunite the lunar and solar year, you know, we bring them together. Shezeu Iker Tikkun Pegima Salavana. This is one of the outstanding physical examples of correcting, of being sucking the Pegima Salavana. Bechinas Vohoya Or Alavana Korachamas. The Pesuk says, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. V'alkein Ein Ma'abrim Elo Ador. And now you'll understand why. The only month of the year which we double, you know, in order to make the leap year, is the month of Ador. Ki Ba'ador Hu Mechia Samolik. Because Adar is the month of Purim, the month of wiping out Amalek. Ki ba'Adar hu Purim she'ozu ma'polas ha'man Amalek, shehu ikar ha'soinei ha'godol. Amalek is the ultimate enemy of the Jews. Ikar bal ha'machlekes v'ha'sina v'ha'kina v'ha'kintur. The main bal ha'machlekes and sinna and jealousy and kintur, shemiskane tomid begdushas Yisrael, the one who is always jealous of the holiness of Klal Yisrael, the cholek aleim, and is always looking to do battle against us. Umizgare umizgaber lahachnis machlokes chasashon ben Yisrael atzmon, and it's this klipa of Amalek that tries to inject machlokes inside of Klal Yisrael, the machlokes among Jews. Comes from this klipa called Amalek. Val yodoi ikar arichas hagolus v'churn beis hamikdash. And he is the one, it's this klipa of Amalek that has caused the long golus and the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Ubepurim shehu ba'ador, we know that's what Amalek is all about. Amalek was the one who tried to bring about pegama bris for Klal Yisrael, asher korcha baderech. What is pegama bris? Pegama bris is pegama sholim, machlekes. When there's impurity, there's machlekes. When a woman is impure, she's disunited, disengaged from her husband. When there's purity, family purity, that's the yichud, that's the achdus. That's what Amalek is all about. Ubepurim shuba ador machniyim oisoy. And Purim, which is in Ador, is the day that we're machniya haman Amalek. V'alkein nekras ha-megillah divrei sholaim ve'emes. And this is why in the Megillah it says that Megillah Esther is called words of peace and truth. V'chein mesayemes ha-megillah v'doiver sholaim l'chol zara. And this is why the climax of the Megillah, the final words of Megillah Esther, end up with these words, v'doiver sholaim l'chol zaroi. Ki ikar hachnoas haman amalek shibichnas machlokes v'aydei sholaim. Because the main way that we bring down Amalek, that we bring down haman, is through sholaim. I don't know if Rav Nosson will bring it here, but Rav Nosson brings in other places in Kutei Halachos. What did Esther Amalka say to Mordechai when she was going in for that final landing with Achashverosh, when she was going to go in and plead the case of Klal Yisrael with Achashverosh? Her opening words were, Leich kinois eskol ha-Yehudim. Go gather together all the Jews. Those are the opening words. And Rav Nosson says in Kutei Halachos, another place, that was the tikkun. The tikkun was sholaim. That whenever the Jews are, how is Amalek Shur and Klal Yisrael? There's machlokes when the Jews are apart. With Golos, they were in Golos at the time. Golos means machlokes, divisiveness. And this is why the way that Esther, Amalka, and Mordechai Tzadik brought about the Tikkun of Purim was through fasting. What does she say? Go gather together all the Jews, and what should they do? Vitzumu alai. fast. Val toichlu val tishtu shloishes yom. Fast for 3 days straight. No eating, no drinking. Ukamayshakosu, and as it says in the Megillah, that they documented v'divrei hatsoimos v'zakosum. They documented the great fasts that happened at that day, the 3 day fast that Klal Yisrael fasted, and their cries to Hashem. Ki e efsher levatel hamachlokes v'lizkos l'shalom kiyum al yedei tzoim v'tainus. Look at Rav Nosson's words. It is impossible to eliminate machlokes and to achieve real peace other than through fasting. That's how, this is what an unbelievable high level avoda this is. When a Jew fasts, he needs to know that he's stepping into an awesome, awesome example of serving Hashem. Ki kasha'ein sholein tzayim kanal, because the Gemara says, when there's no peace, fast. This is also the concept of the extra stocker that we do on Purim, more so than any other day of the year. The Gemara says that Purim is one day a year where whoever puts out their hand, give him. During the year, you can use scrutiny, you can be careful, caution, who you give to. Purim, open the gates. Everyone gets. Everyone doesn't necessarily get exactly the same. That doesn't mean zero discretion, but no discretion. Whoever puts their hand out, you give them something. Hakol kedei laharbois hasholim. Why is that? Because Purim is this super day of shalom. We're being machnia mole kamoim. We're being machnia the machlekes and everything. We're raising the shalom. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, marbe tzedoko, marbe shalom. Tzedakah is also one of the main ingredients in bringing about shalom. And we know tzedakah is one of the highlights of a fast. The Gemara says, agro de tanesa tzedakosa, that one of the main highlights and ingredients in making a fast really effective is when you complement it with tzedakah, when you give tzedakah on a fast day. This is also the significance that on Purim people, Jews, send gifts to each other. We're trying to increase the love and the peace between Yidden. Through the Shalach Manos that they send to each other. As Rav Nosson discusses in other places. And this is why the month of the year that's going to be used to bring about peace between the sun and the moon is the month of Adar. That's the month when we bring about the greatest downfall to Haman Amalek. Because this tikkun of the leap year, which is the main correction for the defectiveness of the moon, for the shalom, the best time to achieve that is in Ador. That's when Haman Amalek has a mapola. And we said earlier that Haman, Amalek, they symbolize machlokes. And with zecher to peace, shezehu bechinas Purim. That's what Purim is all about. Vezeh bechinas Purim, koton uPurim gadol. That based on what we've been discussing till now, we could understand the concept of Purim koton and Purim gadol. Shois and bishnas o yibur. That we celebrate two Purims when there's a leap year, in a sense. Lamalois pegimas halavona. As we mentioned earlier, that the concept of a leap year is to fill in the defect in the moon, shehu bechinas hamoer hakoton. The moon is referred to as the small lantern. Sheyir levana korachama, meaning we're trying to elevate the light of the moon to be equal to the light of the sun. V'yikuyam es shnei hamoeros hagdoilim, and to restore what the pasuk says, how they were when Hashem first created them, the two large lanterns. The Alkein Misanin Beretz Yisrael Yud Gimel Tanya is Daiko B'Shvilak Shomim, and this is why the Gemara tells us that in Eretz Yisrael they fast 13 fasts for rain when there's a major lack of rain. Kedei Lahamshich Sholoim, in order to bring peace into the world. Shai Deizeh Iker Gishmei Brocha Kanal, because when there's peace, that's when the rains will be rains of blessing, as Rav Nosson Sal quoted the pasuk earlier. Hasam gevulech shalom chelav chitim yasbiach. ki heim yud gimel keneged yud gimel rosh shechadosh mishal shnasu yipur. The 13 fasts correspond to the 13 rosh chodeshes of a full year, of a leap year. Shaydeze ikram shochas hasholim, and this is what really helps us draw peace. Shehu ikra tikkun pimus halavona, which we said earlier is the main tikkun for the defect of the moon. She ikra shleimus ayde ibor shana, of which the main shleimus of the lavona comes through the leap year, as we explained previously. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Veze sheisa bezoyer kodesh in tikkuni zoyer shepurim hu bechinas yom kippurim. This is why the Zoyer Kodesh makes a comparison between Purim and Yom Kippur. Ki ikar kedushas Purim shehu lahachnia hamachlokes b'chinas haman amolek v'lizkos l'sholim ze zoichen al yidei yom hakipurim shehu yom hatainis shemisho mekablam koyach kol hatanesim shemisanen al kol hatzoros chas v'shalom rachon kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the main holiness and significance of Purim, which is to be able to subdue the machlekes, which is the concept of homon amolek, and to be zeched to arrive at peace, as Rav Nosson Zal had brought in the previous paragraph, the way that we zeched to that is through the power of Yom Kippur, which is the fast from which all other fasts receive. They draw their power. Shezeu bechinas hataneisim shesano bimei Esther. Shaydeze himshichu kedushas yom hakipurim kedushas eretz yisrael beis hamikdash. And with this we could understand the fasts which Esther Amalka had declared. V'tzumu alive al teichu v'atishtu shloishes yomim, it says in the Megillah. I want you to fast, I want the Jews to fast 3 days and three nights. The reason why she imposed these fasts was because she knew that homon amolek is the concept of machlokes, and she was looking to eliminate the machlokes and to arrive at shalom, peace. And as we learned earlier, through the tainus of Yom Kippur specifically, we plug into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the ultimate center of peace. And this is why Haman, HaRosha, and his children tried so hard to block Klal Yisrael from restoring the Beis HaMikdash. Because as we said earlier, the Beis HaMikdash is the main place of peace, Sukkas Sholem, as it says. Alkein hiskanu boze. Therefore, they had a jealous eye towards it. Because homon amolek is the concept of jealousy, hate, the opposite of peace. And this is why, in order to be machnia homon amolek, the Jews needed the shkolim, as the pasuk says, regarding the 10,000, as the Gemara says, regarding the 10,000 silver pieces that Haman gave, that the shkolim of the Jews already preceded you. They beat you to the punch. Because the purpose of donating the shkolim was for building the Mishkan and giving karbonos. The whole concept of the Mishkan and the karbonos is sholim. Ki kol karbonos im b'chinas sholim. Ki al shem ze nikra korban shemekarev umekasher mechaber kol olam asyachad. Rav Nosson Zal says the whole concept of the sacrifices in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash was to lead to peace. That's the word korvan, lekarev, to bring things close. Machlekes means to divide. Lachlek means to separate, as we learned earlier, pirud. And korban means sholem. As Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 14 in Likud Yamran, Batur Laham Shech Sholem. And this is why the pasuk that summarizes all the different types of sacrifices in the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, it concludes with the korban shlomim. The main goal of all the sacrifices is peace. And this is why the shkolim, which bring shalom into the world, help destroy Haman and his children. They're machlokes. Because the shkolim are charity, generous from the goodness of a person's heart. Shezeh ikar b'chinas tainus. That's the main concept of tainus, as we learned before. B'chinas agra de tainus et tzidkoso. That the main scharav or tainus is the charity that you give on the first day. Shaydezeh ikar amshochas sholom. And that's how you bring sholom. B'chinas mar betztoko mar b'sholom hu rabbi tainal. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, more tztoko, more peace. And this is why it says you'll bring the shkolim to atone for your nefesh, for your souls. Because the shkolim are a taste of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the whole concept of peace. And this is why Hashem commanded the Jews to give the shkolim right after the mitzvah, right after Yom Kippur. That's when Hashem commanded them to count the Jews with shkolim. As Rashi Kodesh points out in Parshas Kisisa, ki shkolim hem b'chinas yom ha-kipurim, b'chinas tainus, b'chinas tzedaka, shaydeze mamshichim sholim, shaydeze ikar kedushas purim, shu gam kein b'chinas sholim, b'chinas v'dover sholim l'chol zaroi.